swearing, Paul.
That profanity bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
If you've still got a bit of PTSD from school, that's okay. But it's not news that Aussie cinema, TV and fiction, at least the big budget stuff we export, is generally a bit boring. Like, the problem is that a lot of it can't seem to help but reinforce ye olde visions of Australia. And we all know that there's only one kind of stereotyping that's okay. Damo and Daz.
I'll call you Shiggy Bop, Bray.
So when I say Tim Winton's best-selling book, Breath, about growing up in 70s Western Australia is good, give me a moment to explain before you tune out entirely and give me a real big, yeah, nah. Breath is a coming-of-age story that looks like a run-of-the-mill surfing movie. It's told from the perspective of two 14-year-old mates, Pikelet and Looney, and the boys share a love for the great outdoors. You can expect a bunch of lush backdrops filled with gum trees, bike riding in the bush and surfing sequences. It's not a commissioned ad for WA, I looked into it. And the boys learn the ropes of surfing with an ex-pro called Sando, played by a very, very beardy Simon Baker.
A great big bushy beard.
He's playing this kind of lumberjack type who's gone full cabin in the woods, you know, minus the murder. And on one hand, it's really easy to oversimplify Breath, to see it as simply being a movie for thirsty middle-aged mums with a soft spot for Simon Baker.
Oh, I liked him.
Or to assume from looking at the trailer alone that this is just a movie about
surfing.
But the movie isn't even really about that at all. It's a movie that candidly talks about a lot of things. Toxic masculinity and family dysfunctionality.
How does it feel?
And it's got a bit of old school larrikin boyness. An outdated idea, sure. But the film uses it to subtly deal with continuing issues today around male sensitivity and uses the breakdown of the nuclear family as a tool to show this. The movie's strength also lies in its subtlety, making it feel incredibly intimate and authentic.
To be completely in the moment.
Like, there's hardly any music in this film and the sounds are mostly straight from nature. And the boys that were cast are just two guys that really love surfing. They've never even acted before.
Surrender is what frees you up.
Breath quietly invites you into its world. Yes, it's very Australian, but it's a delicately crafted film. It's got strong moments of tension, high stakes, and great cinematography. It gets 4 out of 5.
Triple J.